And then another update for a development in the Johannesburg Magistrates Court today. A 50-year-old man, Ahmed Kafecho, appearing in the Joburg Magistrates Court earlier today. He's facing charges relating to trafficking in persons with alternative counts of attempted extortion and kidnapping. He's an alleged human trafficker, and that's because members of the police from Joburg Central last week pounced on a house in Zakaria Park, south of Joburg. Around 50 Ethiopian nationals aged between 12 and 50 were being held in this house against their will, and they were rescued by the police. So the attempted extortion and kidnapping alternative counts stem from allegations that this accused demanded money from the families of the men being held captive in exchange for their release. So let's get an update on that case now from the NPA spokesperson in Gauteng, Pindi Mjonondwane.
A 50-year-old man, Ahmed Kafecho, was remanded in custody following his first appearance at the Johannesburg Magistrates Court earlier today, facing a charge of trafficking in persons with alternative counts of attempted extortion and kidnapping. The matter was postponed to the 25th of October 2021 for further investigation and for a possible bail hearing. Kafecho appeared in court in relation to a case wherein about 50 males were rescued from a house in Zakaria Park, south of Johannesburg, after they were found to be held against their will during an operation conducted by the members of the South African Police Service from the Johannesburg Central Police Station. All these males are now being currently processed by the Department of Home Affairs to determine their status in the country.
That's the NPA spokesperson in Gauteng, Pindi Mjonondwane, giving an update on the alleged human trafficker who made his first court appearance. And just an unbelievable story, not so unbelievable, unfortunately. This is the reality of the situation. 50 Ethiopian nationals aged as young as 12 being held against their will in this house in Johannesburg.